A petite French woman chases the English-speaking invaders out of France. But she's not Joan of Arc. She's Amélie of Montmartre. Amélie is a French film leading a global rebirth of French cinema. A bevy of crowd-pleasing French movies is taking over screens from Hollywood productions in France and winning market share around the world. NPR's Nick Spicer reports from Paris.
Amélie of Montmartre is the most unassuming of movie heroines. The Parisian waitress, played by Audrey Tautou, is much too shy to talk to the man she loves. She spends most of her time performing minor acts of kindness or mischief, as a secret matchmaker for unloved singles, or playing pranks on a tyrannical vegetable salesman. But it's at the box office that the diminutive Amélie has triumphed on an epic scale. First of all, here in France, where any movie that competes well with Hollywood productions gets an ecstatic welcome. Denis Kessler is the head of the French government agency that supports the movie industry and studies the national market.
For us, there are really wonderful results because for the...
Kessler explains that in 2001, 40% of films shown in France were French productions. That's the highest level in 17 years. What's more, the number of French blockbusters, movies selling more than a million tickets, is the highest since 1947.
When you have success, it creates success. When it fails, it creates failure.
Failure is not on the minds of the new generation of French movie makers. For years, French directors of the Nouvelle Vague or New Wave generation turned out what is known as cinéma d'auteur, novelistic, intellectual, often dark movies targeting a highbrow audience. Amélie's director, Jean-Pierre Jeunet, says today's movie makers have given up on what he calls stories about angry unemployed couples fighting in the kitchen. Jeunet says he deliberately made Amélie a happy romance that would make moviegoers feel good.
It's very important to make the film for the audience, not only for yourself. When you imagine a film, you work for yourself, but at the end, it's very important to get the audience. And it's pretty new in France. It's a new way, it's a new generation.
And the new way works outside of France as well. The man in charge of marketing French movies abroad is Daniel Toscan du Plantier. He says there's no comparing the numbers behind French cinema's new success with Hollywood's near-complete domination of the global market. But he proudly points out that the new generation has won France the biggest share for non-English foreign films in the U.S.
The new generation of directors have a kind of filmmaking which is adapted to teenager audience in the world, which is unusual because the tradition of La Nouvelle Vague and François Truffaut family were serious movies for a middle-aged audience, kind of audience which is a small part of the market.
Plantier says the French movie industry is winning new market share because it is diversifying the kinds of movies it offers. There are romantic comedies like Amélie, epic adventure movies such as The Brotherhood of the Wolves, and even, last year, a French slasher flick. Directors are also putting out big-budget sequels with big names. Asterix 2, out this week, stars Gérard Depardieu and is the costliest ever release in France. These are recipes for success tried and tested in Hollywood, so much so that some French critics have asked if directors aren't selling their souls for success. But Amélie's director, Jean-Pierre Jeunet, doesn't see any problem.
The new generation of directors loves American movies. Culture is not only French Nouvelle Vague movies, but American movies. We love Star Wars, we love Indiana Jones, we love these kind of movies, you know.
Jeunet, a noted perfectionist, says what the French have really learned from American movies is not subject matter, but production values. He says that isn't a rip-off, just good movie-making, and it will help French movies survive.
We need to have the same quality, but we need to keep our culture. Because if we try to do some rip-off of American movies, it's not good. We have to keep our European culture. It's very important.
Jeunet says the issue is not countries or nationalities, but talent. And the fruit of his talent, Amélie, has been nominated as the French entry at next month's Academy Awards ceremony under the Best Foreign Film category. Several other French productions or co-productions representing other countries will be competing for the Oscar as well. Nick Spicer, NPR News, Paris.